Drive down a narrow farm road anywhere in the Connecticut River Valley, and you might just see a colorful American kestrel. North America's smallest falcon, perched on a wire and twitching its tail. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild. We've invited Phil Brown to join us to talk about kestrels. Phil is the director of bird conservation at the Harris Center for Conservation Education in Hancock.
I mean, I wish that was the case, that you would see a kestrel every time you drive down a farm road, but we're finding that's not the case anymore.
The Harris Center has started a kestrel conservation project in the Monadnock region, and Phil coordinates it.
Kestrels have declined quite a bit, between 60 and 70% over 60 years in the Northeast alone. However, there still seems to be ample habitat, and to see empty open fields where kestrels should be, in theory, is a little bit troublesome. Certainly a lot of kestrel biologists have noticed this over the years and are taking steps now to try to reverse that decline by putting up nest boxes.
But these are small birds, right?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than a blue jay. Very tiny birds overall. They're very slender, so they don't weigh very much. They have really long, slender wings, too. And that will be one way to distinguish them when they're flying, especially.
So where can people expect to see a kestrel?
Kestrels can be found in open habitats in general. They prefer for nesting hay fields, pasture land especially, where there are cattle. Airports are great places to find them.
Is there anything unique about how they hunt?
Two ways that they hunt. One of those is by hovering, staying in place in the air, essentially flapping their wings backwards, keeping their vision focused on whatever it is they're looking for or looking at. Kestrels can see in UV light as well, so they're looking at urine trails of voles.
What?
Wow.
It's a superpower. But they also eat a lot of large insects, so dragonflies is probably the most common thing that I see in the nest boxes when I monitor them. Dragonfly wings.
Wow.
Because they don't break down as quickly and they don't get eaten by the small birds in the nest.
Well, that's interesting. I'm imagining kestrels pouncing on things, but it sounds like they might catch dragonflies in the air.
They do. They snatch them right out of the air. We see that when we're watching some of the kestrel boxes in the summer, and also even in migration. We've been watching kestrels recently at Pac Monadnock in Peterborough, and sometimes they take time out of their active migration to grab an insect snack on the way.
Tell us a little more about the Harris Center's kestrel nest box program.
Yeah, so kestrels are what we call secondary cavity nesters. That means they don't make their own hole. They don't have a woodpecker bill. They can't excavate in wood the same way. They have this raptor bill for ripping things apart. So they have to take advantage of existing cavities that larger woodpeckers would have made. Pileated and northern flicker would be the two woodpeckers around here that would make a hole that big.
So I have a bluebird box in my garden. How is a kestrel box different to a bluebird box?
Kestrel boxes are much larger than your average backyard bluebird box. They have a 3-inch diameter hole, first of all. So you might think of bluebirds as having about 1.25, 1.5-inch hole. So this is twice the diameter. They're also much taller. They're about 16 inches in height. They have a 9 to 10 inch floor space. So these are big structures.
I can imagine, as a landowner, it's quite exciting to have kestrels on your property in a box. What kind of reactions have people had that you're working with?
It's been pretty amazing to see the level of joy that people have when they do know that they have a nesting kestrel and then get to see that bird when we're doing the banding. Yeah, it's a great responsibility for landowners, and it brings them great joy when they do successfully fledge. New Hampshire is just one of the 11 Northeast states that does have nest box programs going to try to bring back kestrels one box at a time.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us today. This has been awesome.
Oh, it's been great to be on the program. Thank you.
Phil Brown's the director of bird conservation at the Harris Center for Conservation Education in Hancock.
Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.